Living with wildlife isn't always easy, as a recent incident with a muskox attack in Kotzebue makes clear. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
A bull muskox is dead after it was shot by an area biologist in Kotzebue following the goring of a sled dog early last Friday morning.
I got a call about 6 a.m. saying there was a muskox in town in John Baker's dog lot. And so I went down there and the muskox was there. And very close quarters.
Jim Dow has been with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kotzebue for 25 years and says the running six-year-old from last week's incident stood out.
We've had muskox, you know, around Kotzebue for a long time. It's usually just, you know, a single animal. Once in a while, it's a couple. But what made this one unusual was just the persistence of this bull. He just kept coming back.
Dow and others had already chased the animal out of town using four-wheelers, trucks, and a small plane Thursday night. But early Friday morning, after it injured a sled dog in Iditarod champion John Baker's lot, Dow and a local dog catcher found the animal hanging in a nearby construction site and felt they were running out of options.
Town was waking up, and we just didn't see any chance of getting him out of the city. So we killed him where he was. It was in a good spot, a safe spot. And that was the other thing. If he'd have moved, we wouldn't have had the option of shooting him because he would have been, you know, in front of a house.
Dow shot the bull through the neck with a .270 rifle, which killed it quickly.
As far as meat salvage goes, as soon as I killed him, I called Cyrus Harris from Manelik. He administers the traditional foods program. And I told Cyrus that I'd had to destroy this muskox, and was he interested in the meat for the food program? And boy, he was absolutely interested. Came right down. He was there in 15 minutes and helped me butcher it. And we hung the meat for a day. The meat will go to... He's got a whole list of elders around town that he provides with traditional foods.
Alaska regulations on killing an animal in defense of life or property, DLP as it's known, require turning hides, skulls, and game meat over to the Department of Fish and Game. Trophy pieces are warehoused until they're auctioned off in February, but local managers use their own discretion about salvageable meat. They're guided by the department's general principle that DLP incidents cannot benefit an individual, but should bring something back to the community.
The meat is often what is really most highly valued, especially by villagers. And so I've always, you know, asked people, I can't force them, but I said, look, can you find people who need the meat that can use it? And sometimes they say, oh, yeah, we've already salvaged the meat. It's hot. And, you know, it's spread all through, you know, Deering or Ambler or wherever. And, people have been really good with us over the years about making sure that that meat doesn't go to waste.
Because local decision-making about wildlife varies in different parts of the state, there's no saying what the standard protocol is for salvaging wild meat. Peter Bente coordinates ADF&G management from Barrow all the way down to Bethel and says DLP cases in Nome, where his office is, are infrequent, popping up just every few years. In the past, the department has worked with a local senior center and an emergency shelter, donating DLP'd moose and a muskox hit on the road by a truck. Dow is well aware of the recent muskox troubles in Nome, as well as calls from residents to expand allowable takes. But he cautions that destroying the animals should never be approached lightly.
My situation was actually pretty easy. It was one bull that just kept coming back. We did everything we could to get him out. It was an easy decision, but boy, when you're faced with a bunch of a dozen muskox and there's cows and there's calves, what do? You can't just decide we're going to pull the trigger on 18 muskox.
The last I had heard, the dog injured in the early morning incident is expected to recover. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.